I'm sure, for many, an idyllic pastoral scene would include a flower-rich meadow gently swayed by a light breeze under a warm blue sky. This rather romanticised vision is understandable, for an ancient meadow in full bloom is uncompromisingly beautiful and sure to lift anyone's spirit. Sadly, it's now a rare sight in our modern countryside. Since the 1930s, it is estimated that the UK has lost a staggering 98.5% of our wildflower meadows. In Norfolk, a county of intensive arable farming, this rate of loss has been particularly heavy, meaning that traditional meadows have effectively disappeared across the county. The 20th century changed farming. Fertilisers and herbicides improved grazing, meadows, and with better drainage and irrigation, a monoculture of tall, lush grass developed. In addition, mechanisation no longer warranted vast quantities of hay to feed workhorses, and as a result, the management of meadows declined. Most of the remaining wildflower-rich meadows, along with many of our heaths and commons, were ploughed up for wheat or root crops during the Second World War, an understandable attempt to feed a starving nation. Many were never returned to grassland, and the touch of a plough, even on a few occasions, can have a devastating effect on the diversity of grassland plants. The loss of wildflower meadows is a clear example that we take nature for granted at our peril, for within a lifetime they have virtually disappeared. Many of the former ancient meadows would have been in use for hundreds of years and, as a result, developed complex communities of plants, fungi, and invertebrates. This, of course, forms an ideal home and food for a great number of birds and mammals too. It's astounding, even in a newly created meadow, the high level of biodiversity it can support, from the teeming life in the soil through to the swallows and skylarks in the air above. Now, the few ancient meadows left can host over 40 species of plant in one square metre. Meadows are not only pleasing to look at, but they can also be vital stepping stones for wildlife. They act as a biological sink that holds an important ecosystem ready, and with our help, to spread out and increase, creating a wider living landscape. Enhancing our nature's poor grasslands by increasing their floristic diversity will lead to an associated increase in butterflies, bees, and other pollinating insects. Insect pollinators are vital for ecosystem health and food security, with 75% of crop species and over 80% of flowering plant species being dependent on insect pollinators. Now, despite our love of wildflower meadows and our better understanding of their value, we still managed to remove across the UK a further 8,000 square kilometres of meadows in the last 25 years. However, Norfolk Wildlife Trust has been working hard to reverse this trend, and we can now all play a part in protecting our ancient meadows and help create new ones. The relics of our once rich countryside can be found in some unlikely places. In a few areas, our county's lost meadows have survived. For along the quiet lanes of Norfolk, they now appear as roadside verges, with many forming a network of miniature nature reserves. The NWT's Ben Newton, Wilder Landscapes Advisor, has been collecting mowed green hay each summer from selected verges. This seed-laden hay has helped local communities and supportive landowners to create new wildflower meadows in previously nature-depleted fields, returning meadows to their rightful place at the heart of our countryside is not only a beautiful addition to our lives, but essential if we want to ensure future generations enjoy living in a healthy and vibrant environment.